What's worse than a MGTOW man? A simp man. You know, I never think this day would ever come where I would run into a YouTube video of a man talking about how he got robbed from his money, his life savings, and just want to throw up. Because I'm like, dude, these simp men are so fucking worthless. They're so weak. They're so wanting attention from women so bad. They're willing to spend, take loans, and just give away their life savings to some woman. Might not even be a woman. Might be a dude for all they know. A dude from Nigeria trying to scam them. But they'll do anything just for a little attention. And it makes it worse for the rest of us men, because now we've got these spoiled women who just expect money to be thrown at them and be given everything they want. And then these simp men want to go in here and then tell us, have the audacity to tell us that we're being crazy, that we're being haters of women. And I'm like, dude, these women are taking you to the cleaners, man. They're taking all your fucking money. They're taking all your time. And what's worse about the time is it's like a hot commodity, because you can't get time back. Once you waste time, it's gone. Like you've aged. You've lost time. And then you want to come on here and tell us incels and black pillars we're being sexist when you guys are getting rolled over the coals by these Western women that could give two flying fucks about you. They don't give a shit about you at all. They actually hate you. You know what? They're actually in Ukraine cheering the fact that all their young men's dead. And you think you don't think the U.S. wants to do that with men here pretty soon in the Middle East and with war with Russia or China? Yeah, let's get rid of these men, because we fucking hate them. And then you want to go in there and you want to simp for them. I got a video that I'm going to attach a link to in the description of this guy just getting pigskin by some Nigerian person posing as an Asian woman, and he's just like crying about how he got frauded, because he's just so lonely and so vulnerable and he's had his heart broken. Like, dude, you're a man up, dude. Like, you're not even good for a relationship, because you can't even be comfortable with yourself. You have to be comfortable with yourself to even have a relationship. If you're defining your whole life by having a woman, then you're a fucking loser, man. Like, get over yourself. Get over the fact that you need a woman. Enjoy your own time to yourself. Enjoy your own company. And then that shit will come along maybe later. Who cares? But then again, why would you want to mess with these Western women anyway? But no, these simp men, man, just making it worse for all of us, man. If men would go on strike on dating apps just for like one day, it would totally freak out the media, and it would actually cause things to actually change. But no, even the red pillars, man, they'll be like, oh, well, dating apps suck. You know, you have Better Bachelor talking about dating apps and how bad they are. And then you'll read the comments, and all the comments are these dudes just like, yeah, I'm not getting any luck on dating apps. But, you know, it's like, oh, I'm totally red pilled, man. Like, I'm not simping for these women. Yet they're on the fucking dating apps. Like, get the fuck off the dating apps. And MGTOW guys, you still suck. You still suck as much as the simps, just to let you know.